Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The following is a paid program. The views or claims made are not necessarily those of WILK staff, management, or sponsors. It's time for Laurie and Lynn. Local talk to start your weekend right. And now, Laurie and Lynn on WILK.
Good morning.
Good morning to you.
What's going on in your world? You have some boys.
Not a whole lot.
One of them?
What?
Yeah, your boys at home?
How about me? What? That is terrible. What? Yes, one boy is home. He will be going back. He will be going back to New Haven next weekend.
Okay.
The day after Mother's Day, he'll be going back home for a while.
And they're not having any more school for the rest of the year, right?
No. He's done. He has his finals now coming up.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
He has his internship. He has the internship that starts in May. Well, he should be, but he's not sure what's happening with that. It may be, it may be remotely as well for the time being, so we don't know yet.
And where is it? Where's his internship?
In New York City, Davis Polk, the law firm.
Okay, that's a good thing. I hope he doesn't really want to go there because that's next month.
They can't. I mean, at this point, they can't. He can't do it. So they're not sure how long, if it'll be 100% done remotely, or if they'll be able to go in a couple weeks late. They don't know. It's all up in the air yet.
Okay.
So either way, he's all set though. So.
And Tommy,
he's gone back. He's in the city too. At this point, he's back in his apartment.
I mean, he was here a month. I'll give him credit on that. I can't even believe he did it.
Yeah.
So, there he is. But he's okay. I talked to him. Good news there. He applied. He's doing some with the companies. He's been doing a lot of sort of risk management stuff all of a sudden. And he likes it. And he's been quite interested in it. And enough that he decided to look into going back to school to get his master's. And he decided he was going to do it, and he did the research and applied to NYU's Stern School of Business to get his master's in risk management. And he called me on Tuesday and said I was accepted. So he started.
Yay!
Yeah, he starts in a few months they'll start. So I think he said August.
That's great.
Yeah, so he's all excited, and I'm very happy that he's, you know, doing more school, getting more education, because he's a bright boy and, you know, finished
has his degree in international business from George Washington University, and decided that was it. No, I'm never going back. And no law school.
I didn't know he said that.
Oh, he never wanted to do anything. He said, that's it. You know, and he's always been, he's a wonderful student, but he just, school's not been like, he's always just, you know, okay, let me get all this over with and I'll get by on my charm and personality and everything else.
See, I wonder where he learned that from.
Yeah, I know. But he's really done well. And you know, I think I told you, recently got promoted the end of last year, and works for a consulting company and does really well, and decided that this might as well get my master's in risk management. So, and that, I said, Tommy, could not be a more timely degree.
Yeah.
So, yeah. And he's very interested, very much into it. And anyway, he called. He's like, guess what? I got accepted. I was like, yay. So anyway, it's 1 year, just a year.
Yeah.
So okay. That's good. Yeah. So
that's
anyway,
wonderful.
Yes, it is. I'm very proud of him. So things are moving, but yeah, so that's good on that front. And of course, as I always tell you, I sneak into Broadway and I tape our shows there, and I decided to forego that experience today and do it from home and not in my car.
Yeah, that's a good thing.
Because, you know, I'm usually, I could always be sitting out there too. But yeah, so, and I just didn't want, it just is so, of course, I remind everyone we're taping, it's Thursday, you're listening on Saturday, it's a dreary, and you know, hopefully when you hear us, it'll be beautiful because it's supposed to be on Saturday.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
Today is windy and rainy and a little bit damp.
Yucky.
And cool. So I don't even know what the temp is, do you?
I understand that it's in in the 40s, I think. Hold on a second, I'll tell you.
Good.
Mm-hmm. It's actually 59 degrees.
Oh, see, it's not bad, but it's because of the rain. It just seems so damp, you know? So,
yeah.
Whatever.
Well,
here we are in the...
At the moment, where we are, the winds are coming from the south, so that's why it's warm. But as this front passes through and it starts coming from the north, it's going to be a little chilly.
Well,
so maybe you're getting ahead of it, girl.
Yeah,
you're starting to feel the cold.
Yeah, it is a little chilly here, but anyway, we're okay.
Well, we had some interesting visitors this week, you know.
Who? Deer?
Deer and a bear.
No.
Yes.
Did you see him?
Yes.
Why don't we say him, her, him, whatever it is?
I don't know,
really?
But it was really... It was really funny because this is maybe 6 o'clock-ish. It was on a Monday, and I saw all these people walking back and forth in front of the house, and they weren't people that I knew. And I thought, what are they doing out there?
They were a family of bears.
No.
Go ahead.
I didn't know. So I watched them go by, and then I saw one person that I recognized as being one of our neighbors. So I opened the front door, and I went out and said, what are you looking for? They said, there's a dog that got out here. So these dogs from around the corner there, they can't find the dog. And the dog is a little brown and black terrier and blends into everything around here. So it's really hard. So I said, did they look out in the back and the, you know, where the trees are? No. So he and I went back out there. We walked all around the house, calling the dog's name, which is George. So there we were calling for George, and there was nothing. And so I just said, well, I'm going to go into the house and keep an eye out. And Patrick listened to the whole thing. So I was in the kitchen, and I was making dinner, and Patrick yelled, Lynn, the dog just walked out in front. I said, where? He said, in front of the house. I said, oh, good. So I... you know, put the stuff down on the countertop, and I ran out the front door, and I walked down the steps and looked, and there was a bear.
Oh.
Well, that was a pretty big dog that he thought was a dog.
I came back in and I shut the door. I said, Patrick? He said, yeah. I said, that's not a dog. He said, what are you talking about? I said, it's a bear. Get out of here.
Well, was it a baby cub? Was it a cub?
No, it was not a cub. It was not a full-grown bear. It was probably maybe, you know, a year or two old. It was not
and
a
like
cub.
And like walking on all fours or what?
Yes, just trotting along, you know, like going right up past the driveway, going into the woods. And when I opened the door and went down, the bear stood up and looked at me and went right back down and just, you know, plodded along in its normal way.
How far, where was it up in the, like how could he see it? Where was it, down below or up?
Well,
it
went on the driveway, not the driveway, but up in the parking lot. And he was sitting in the couch, looked out the window and could see something moving.
So he thought it was the dog.
To me. He thought it was the dog. And well, this is a black bear. It's a, you know, obviously the poor thing was lost.
Aww.
So that was an incredible visit. That was a lot of fun. So and then about 5 minutes later, I got a call from one of our neighbors and said they weren't sure because they're around the corner. They couldn't see. They said, are you up here? I said, yes. Well, there's a big black bear out there. I know.
Lynn,
I
hope you said to that bear when you saw him, hey, boo-boo, you want to steal a picnic basket? You should have said that.
I did not.
Oh, he wasn't wearing a tie and a little hat, was he?
No. No.
Like Yogi Bear?
No, okay. It was not. But then, I wasn't quite sure how old the bear was, and I just said to Pat, if that's a baby, if that's a cub, then
you don't want to see
watch
his mother.
Mom is going to be real close. So
yeah.
But apparently it was not a baby, so he just went on his way. I don't know where he went, but back up into the woods.
Well, I
haven't
never,
seen him since
like,
Monday.
I haven't had a close-up of, like, except I was living in East Stroudsburg, and I went to get into my car down into the, we were living in the townhouse development. Sean was, I don't even know if Sean was born yet or if he was. So it was between like 93 and 95 because we moved here in 95, 1993 to 95. Sean was born 94. So I went out to my car. My car happened to be parked in front of the big, like garbage disposal units.
Yeah.
For the complex.
The dumpster.
The dumpster, thank you. I couldn't think of that.
Yep.
It sounded much nicer the way I said it, I think. But anyway, so I went to get in the car, and as I opened the door, this cub, and it was a cub, it heard me and kind of stood up, like you said, like he, on his legs, and his back legs, and then I just dashed in the car and got the hell out of there because I thought, if that little guy's around, mama or pop is around the corner, so I'm out of here.
Yep.
But that was the closest
exactly.
I've ever seen a bear was that. Was, you know, that was when that happened. Otherwise, I've seen them in the distance, you know, with their walking, which I think is so cute. Meyer and I went for a ride once, and the mama was with two little cubs, and they were so adorable. Mm-hmm. Oh. So cute, but anyway. So
well,
and you've guess what? Nada told me she was driving home the other day from Katie's house back to Waverly, and Michael, in the middle of the day, there were like 5 to 7 deer clustered in an area that you just would never see that. So I wonder if it's like the Scotland thing. I think we talked about it, and it was in the paper, where the sheep or whatever they are think they can just walk right down into town because there's so little traffic.
Yeah.
They think they have they can expand their horizon, so to speak.
Mm-hmm.
I guess that's what it is.
Yeah, there's no people around, so they don't
people,
know.
No traffic, yeah. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, shortly after the bear, there were six deer that walked down the same pathway into the back. Yeah, they normally come every night between 6 and 7:30, sometime in there. But they came that night right after the bear. So the bear must have gone past them at some point.
We don't.
And that they were not afraid, and they came down. And the funny thing is that right now they're all molting. So I feel like I want to take a brush or a comb and get those big combs in her hair.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, don't you think we're all sort of in that?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. That position. Yeah. Well, we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back. So you're listening this morning to Laurie and Lynn Show.
It's Saturday morning with Laurie and Lynn. Now, back to Laurie and Lynn.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back. You're listening to the Laurie and Lynn Show, and I'm Laurie Cadden, the owner of Laurie Cadden Enterprises, which is a fundraising, PR, and special event business.
And my name is Lynn Evans. I am the managing director of a company called Women of Substance, LLC, which is a financial planning firm designed specifically for the needs of baby boomer women. And I'm also the host of a podcast called Power of the Purse that's available on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and many others. So,
there you go.
Yeah, I'm all over the
place.
Take that. There is a site, I'm going to call it. It's called The Balance. And it's a new place that I found. And it has many things. It's called Investing for Beginners and stuff like that. This was an interesting article because it condenses things into little snippets. And although my very unfavorite financial advisor, Susie Orman, is quoted in this, I'll just skip over that whole issue and say that the name of this is the top 10 money tips for women. And this was written by a woman named Deborah, I think it's Fowles, I'm not sure how she pronounces that, but anyway, it says it's the National
Maybe she's
Center
related to Nick Fowles?
I think so, could be.
There you go.
Depends on how they say it.
Uh-huh.
A National Center for Women in Retirement Research, which is something I never heard of before, they did a study and showed a direct correlation between a woman's personality characteristics and her financial habits. Assertiveness, openness to change, and an optimistic outlook are the qualities that tend to lead to smart money choices. For many people, money is an emotionally charged issue. That you got to say, duh, of course it is. It may represent power or love or control, especially in relationships. Our beliefs about money and our emotional attachments to it strongly influence the way we spend and handle money. If you aren't where you should be, financially speaking, examine what drives you emotionally when it comes to money and try to figure out the psychological stumbling blocks that keep you from becoming financially independent. And then the list goes on. Now, most of these are very basic things we've all heard before. Number one, which I think is great that it's put in there as number one, don't rely on someone else like a husband or a boyfriend for your financial security. Educate yourself about money management and investing. Number two, set goals. It's key to financial success, and I'll talk about the goals in a minute. Number three, don't use the money to make yourself feel good. That type of high is fleeting. Instead, do things that promote self-respect and creativity so you don't have to seek those feelings through spending money. Four, spend less than you earn. It's the secret to creating wealth. I don't know about that, but okay. Get an education. Number five, people with college degrees make on average significantly more money than those who don't. Number six, build an emergency fund. Without one, losing your job or incurring a large unexpected bill could force you to take on heavy credit card debt and could put you into a financial hole that will be difficult, if not impossible, to dig your way out. Number seven, be involved in the day-to-day management of your family's finances and talk about money with your spouse. Number eight, don't take on your partner's or spouse's debt when you marry. Wait until you're both out of debt before tying the knot, or protect yourself with a prenuptial agreement. They're not only for the rich. That's the first time I ever heard that one. And number nine, don't let the fear of losing money, fear of failure, or fear of the unknown stop you from investing. And number 10, learn from your money mistakes. Don't let them hobble you. I think that was really good. You know, a lot of that stuff is stuff you see everywhere, you know, about those 10 things. But then some that I have never heard people say before. And that, especially the one about spend less than you earn is the secret of creating wealth. Well, we all know that. But the backside to that is create a budget. That you've heard everywhere. And if you live within your means in the budget, then supposedly a line item in there is money you put aside for investing
or
saving.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then the emergency fund thing, that couldn't be more relevant than it is now for so many people who lost their jobs and can't get the unemployment because of the backlog of the paperwork, so they have nothing to rely on. I am absolutely blown away by the number of people that are lining up for these food distributions because they have no money. And when they're interviewed, they say, I can't put anything on the table. I have no food for my kids.
Yes.
I just can't believe that is the case.
But why, when you know how many people live paycheck to paycheck, and when they lose, and you know what, Lynn, I was thinking about this, a good topic. Like, I'm reading in the paper today, the newspaper, Scranton Times, and it's the water company is increasing water rates again this year.
Yeah.
Next year, for 21 and 22. Now, of course, they say everything's been in discussions prior to this pandemic, but the bottom line is, I was thinking about that. Like, they're talking about increasing rates because they have to, and they tell you to the penny how much they need to get from each person and how much for 2 years, 2021 and 2022.
Yeah.
Both sewer and water, and some people don't get both bills, but they do. This is what they're talking about. And I just thought to myself, it made me really think about it. I thought, to the average person, $12 a month or whatever it may be is not going to be the worst thing. But to the people who can't afford this, in this, just using our region here where we live, and in the what the median income in our community is, and putting that burden on someone who has just lost a job, who were going through this terrible situation, and I understand that, you know, the government's helping like they have never before. Last time this happened, they bailed out the banks. This year, this time it's to the people. But it's $1,200 is not a lot of money for most people. I mean, I'm not kicking a gift horse in the mouth. I'm just saying, it's when you look at the what this is, all of this extra money, how do people save, Lynn, when they're in a position like this and have, or if they're a single parent and raising children and trying to do all these things? It isn't easy. Mm-hmm. And now utility bills are just getting higher and higher. How do people afford it?
I don't know. Frankly, I don't know. I know there are a lot of people that are getting squeezed beyond anything they've ever had before. And it's demoralizing to have to get into a line to get food.
And they're saying that, Lynn. They were people helping people in the past, and now they're in line mortified. Their heads are down. I can't believe I'm in this position. I mean, it's all over. On the Today Show, there was a picture of a parking lot with lines and lines and lines of people who were, I thought it was a car dealership. They were in lines waiting for food distributions.
Yeah. Yeah, I know.
I mean, it's just, something's got to give. And that's what I said to myself as I'm walking down the steps this morning, and I was thinking that, I thought,
this is ridiculous. They have to make so much more money, so they're going to increase their payments. What about everyone else? What about, we all need to make so much money. How are we getting more money?
I don't know, but I'll tell you something else that is really utterly ridiculous in all of this. Today, I saw some numbers about the health insurance companies released, because they have to release their profits for the year. And they actually went up. They went up from 1.7 billion to 1.9 billion.
Well, yeah, but that's how before is, anything's being paid out, though, right?
No, that's their net profit.
No. I mean now going forward, think about what things may be. And I don't know, maybe insurance companies aren't the ones. And maybe it's less because people are less driving, so there's less claims, That's why you're getting money back from your, did you get money back from your insurance company for your premium?
No.
Did you call about it?
No.
Well, you should, because I read an article about it. I picked up the phone, called my insurance group, and I said, I know that my company is part of Allstate, so I'm supposed, is money, because my money is the same coming out of my account as it's always been. And she said, let me check into it. She said, yes, you're supposed to be getting money back. And I mean, I'm not saying it's a lot. It wasn't. But I got $40 deposited back into my account from Allstate from a credit, because they're giving so much money back on, in your May, I think they said April and May payments. And it's on the TV they're talking about. Different channels.
Yeah,
of,
I never thought about that.
Yeah.
Yeah,
so
I thought that,
call,
had,
just,
but I didn't.
I mean, it should be automatic, but what was in the paper, too, with all of the different insurance companies. So because less, they're going to make more money because people aren't in their cars, aren't doing what they're supposed to, aren't out as much. I mean, from a car insurance standpoint.
Mm-hmm.
So,
did you get your check yet, your $1,200
check? I did not. Mm-hmm. And I went on the website, and it asked if I wanted, you know, it said something about it's in process or something, and then they asked for me to fill out, you know, do I want it automatically deposited, because I don't get an automatic deposit, I owe, so I have to do that. But I went to do it, and then they said, how much did you owe us last year? Well, I don't remember, so I didn't have my tax return handy. It wasn't sitting right next to me to answer the question, so I still didn't fill that in. So no, I did not. But I know two people who got theirs in yesterday, automatic deposit.
All right.
So,
well, I don't think we'll get the same thing, because we always owe money. But I have made estimated payments to the federal government through an online site, which is a direct deposit kind of thing in reverse. So I don't know if because they have that information. I keep checking every now and then to see if we got it, but I think we'll be one of those that won't see it till July.
Yeah, I don't
know. And as Pat said, just in time for you to use that to pay your taxes. I said, yeah.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
Well, I guess we can continue to talk about all of those things, because I went off on a tangent on those other things, but I think that's important, because it was what's going on, timely. But anyway, okay, so we will have Leah Giannakopoulos from ERA One Source up next as our guest expert for today. And so you're listening to the Laurie and Lynn Show, and we will be right back.
It's Saturday morning with Laurie and Lynn. Now, back to Laurie and Lynn.
Hi, we're back. My name is Lynn Evans. I am the managing director of a company called Women of Substance, LLC, which is a financial planning firm devoted specifically to the needs of baby boomer women. And I'm also the host of a podcast called Power of the Purse, which is available on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Stitcher, and Spotify.
And I'm Laurie Cadden, the owner of Laurie Cadden Enterprises, which is a fundraising, PR, and special event business. And we are here with our guest expert, Ms. Leah Giannakopoulos, who is the Director of Business Development for ERA One Source Realty. ERA has about 100 agents in 10 counties and has about 7 offices. And Leah, as we hear and as we know, things are still going on. People are still doing what they have to do. And as I'm looking in the paper, obviously properties are still being sold because you see them listed on everywhere. So how's that going?
Good. Actually, about 2 Thursdays ago, I wrote my first offer sight unseen. They want to see the house eventually, but they were pretty comfortable with the pictures that were up and the virtual tour that was supplied. We had some pictures that were sent from the owner, and we did the best we can, and they loved the location of the home. We did as much research as possible, but because they're relocating up here from out of the area. So at the end of the day, how I look at it is life is still happening. So, relocations are still happening. Jobs up here are still happening. It's several hospitals relocation periods. So now it's seriously still a great time to buy. So we were able to put the offer in and not accept it. And now we're just waiting for everything to get going, get the inspector out there and get moving, because they're really excited about moving back up to this area, northeastern Pennsylvania. It did help that they were comfortable enough with the Abington area. So that helped, knowing that there was that comfort of having the comfort of knowing the neighborhood. They weren't just like blindly jumping in and being like, oh, it seems like it's a great area. But so we are still writing offers up. Closings are still happening. We're doing our best as well as we can. And the good thing about all of us at ERA, we're constantly talking to the lenders, to the attorneys, to the title offices. We're keeping in track with everybody in the industry to make sure that we're on top, providing everyone with the best and most up-to-date current news as to how this is all unfolding. As much as all of these clients are dying to get looking for their house, just know that all of the agents at ERA are dying to get out there with you to show you those properties. Another thing, we're still virtual, so we still are doing virtual home tours. Yesterday, we got a call from a client on a property. Can we have the virtual tour? My client's very interested. They're relocating from this area. They really would like more information on it. So as long as we have the technology, which ERA does, and I'm very, very, very proud to be part of the ERA network, considering we're Electronic Realty Associates. That's what our name comes from. So our technology really is.
Which makes sense.
I have to say, ERA has supplied us with the best tools. As far as ERA itself, the network, we have had weekly check-ins every Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday with our ERAs all over. How are you guys handling this? What are you doing? What's best practices? So I think it's nice, too, that we're in touch with everybody as a group. And as an agency, too, every Thursday, we're holding company meetings on Zoom. So, which Tanita's like touching base with all of our agents, making sure, any questions are answered. So I think it's nice that maybe we're not in the office, but we're still making time weekly for that face-to-face interaction with all of our agents, making sure, any questions that they have, they're answered right away. Last week, we were lucky enough to have one of the lenders on to give us the update as to what's going on with the mortgage rates. And, right now they're a little bit higher than they were before this all happened, but they do foresee them coming back down again, which I think is great news. So right now they're holding steady, but they do predict them coming down. So we had that last week, which we're educating all of our agents as to what's going on, what to be prepared for, what's going to be maybe a new practice. So the only thing that really changed right now in the mortgage industry, and there's been a few things, but the day of closing, they're still calling your job to make sure you're employed. So usually that's done like a week, 2 weeks before you get your loan. But as of the day of now, the mortgage banks and the banks are calling. So that's kind of been the difference right now. They're still working. They're still approving people, obviously working virtually. So, which is nice, because right now, too, is the time to get approved. If you're thinking of buying, it's a great time to, shop around, get good rates. learn more about what loan you may be applying for, what kind of a mortgage you want to take on. So I think now is the best time to start doing your research too about, and also don't be afraid to reach out to any of us, especially us realtors. We're here to provide you with the best information that we possibly can and all of the information. So now is a great time to make your list of maybes and see what you like best. And, you know, we can, as soon as everything reopens, we're going to be hitting the ground running hard. You know, I know all of our agents miss everybody. And, you know, we were all saying last week on our meeting that they just miss, like, seeing them and walking into the house, because that's the part that we all love about this job, you know, is finding that house or selling their home. And so right now, you know, and we're just so grateful that our clients are so patient and they're so understanding as to what's going on right now. So I just definitely think, too, once this reopens, I think it's going to be booming. I think everyone is going to be excited just to be back out there. So I'm really hopeful and I'm really positive about what's going to happen when all of this is over.
Mm-hmm. How's your inventory, Leah?
It's stable. You know, I had a few new listings. Our office has been pretty good with getting new listings. The issue is we're taking what we can, you know, as far as pictures from the owners. So we're using their pictures. So we're doing as much as we can, but we're still mm-hmm. listing because, you know, people still want their house listed. Like, they still have to move. They still have to go. So that's been the nice thing, too. People are still ready to get their house out on the market, and they're okay with it. So, you know, there's nothing wrong with that. And I also think right now is a great time. If you are putting your home on the market, this is now the time. I mean, minus today, I heard we're getting like some crazy storm of about 2 inches of rain between today and tomorrow. Yes. But it's been pretty decent out for the most part for some days. Like Tuesday was beautiful. Yesterday up until like later in the afternoon was beautiful. So like, you know, spring cleaning, a great time right now. If you're home, if you're stuck in the house, I think right now, clean out those closets, touch up the paint, you know, get everything ready that you can. The outside, this is a great time. Repaint your fence, do the mailboxes, update your house numbers. Just these quick little things that aren't as much just make a difference. And, you know, we were going through that last week, the home appeal, you know, first impressions make a huge difference. So once you see the house for the first time, that's what sticks with you. So I think now is a great time as well to prepare your house, prepare your yard, plant a few flowers, put some flower boxes out, touch up the mailbox, touch up the paint, the spots in the house that, you know, may need some touch-up paint or have a few scuff marks. Get your house ready to be shown in the best possible light, so then when it's ready for the market, you know, you have it all done, and all we have to do is come put that for sale sign in the yard.
Yeah, and the thing is about relying on, like you said, you're taking the photos from the clients because obviously you can't do it. So whatever has to work, and that's the thing that I think, Leah, which we've talked about before, buyers have become so much, so much more because they've always been savvy, but they don't waste time as much as they used to, because what they're doing, which the internet has allowed, is that there's nothing like seeing something in person, that's for sure. However, you can kind of rule out something when you see it online versus, oh, I want to go in there anyway. You kind of say, no, I don't want that, I don't... So much easier than when you come, you're much more educated, let's put it that way, when you go to an agent now, right? Because they see all of this, they weed out what they don't want, they keep what they want, and so really people have been doing this anyway for a long time, looking at this and doing things online versus going in, I mean, obviously then to check it out on the second time, but you know, it's been going on for a while like this, Leah, other than not being able to see them. It's business as business, because that's what you've had to do.
Absolutely. And, you know, not everybody always has the luxury. What if you're flying across the state and you can't come up, or not even the state, across the country. Some people. So that's why technology is so important right now. And that's the one thing I have to say with us at ERI. We are using all of our social media platforms to the extreme. You know, our YouTube channel, we're making videos, we're getting virtual tours out there, we're doing everything through iTour Media, we're doing everything we can to make sure that we're still in the face of our clients, and that, you know, just because we're not out showing and we're taking a break and we're on pause from that, we're not on pause for working for our clients. And that's the one thing I have to say, that we have all of our offices virtually being answered. So if you call, we are making sure the phones are being routed and someone's answering, so we're not missing a beat. We have 24/7 anything you want from our internet, as far as like our website or social media, we're always accessible there. There any question, it doesn't even have to be a question about a property, it could be a question about the real estate market. We have someone by the phones able to answer those questions as well. So I think the fact that we've also made ourselves so accessible, because we want to make sure that our clients are still getting the service that they expect and that they deserve.
Right.
Leah, so, I'm wondering about something that I heard you say before about the pictures and versus the videos. And how is it possible for you to take a virtual tour? I'm saying you, meaning a prospective buyer, let's say. How is it possible for you to take a virtual tour if you can't get into the house to actually photograph or video it?
Well, if the owner is there, that's been a great thing to have on our side.
Okay.
But what we do...
So they allow you to come in and do it?
No, we're not going in at all.
No, they do it. They do it.
The owner
they do it.
Yeah, that's what I said before. They're sending, as Leah said earlier, they're taking the photos and they're using those. And that's what I said. Thank God they're, you know, it's not like you would do it yourself, but you have to take, I mean, the owner's probably going to do as good a job. They're trying to make their house look as wonderful on camera as you would, right, Leah? They're not sending you anything that isn't, for the most part. I'm sure everyone isn't as thinking the way we do. But, you know, they want it to be viewed in the best possible light.
Right, and the other thing is, too, the technology ERA has, we have that technology to create a video tour, too. So I do have to say we're lucky to have the tools we have behind us. So, again, it all comes back to the technology that ERA provides for our agents, and it is top-notch. And we also have the best marketing around. We're still in the paper. We're still on billboards. We're still everywhere. So I do have to say that's one thing, you know, we still are providing the best service possible.
There you go. Well, any last words of wisdom before we close?
No, it was nice. I hope everyone's staying safe, staying healthy, staying home, doing your part. And if you need us, we're at www.era1.com. Our home office, which is 570-587-9999, and all social media platforms. Just look for ERA1 or ERA1 Source Realty.
Great. Well, Leah, thank you. We'll see you,
you
next month. And in the meantime, everybody, thanks for listening. We will be back next week. Have a good weekend. Be safe. And please be nice. Bye.
Enjoy your weekend. Bye.
Bye.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.